Mission.
Wahill, once again, it is 1930 UTC, and you are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And I'm looking out my window. I'm looking out my back window because there are a lot of fresh tracks in my backyard. It snowed overnight just a little bit. Maybe we got half an inch of snow, maybe a centimeter of snow. And so I can see lots of fresh tracks in my backyard. Now, we've got some rabbit tracks, but then we've got some other interesting tracks that do not belong to a rabbit. And they go right along the window here. They come around the house. They come around the garage side of the house, and they come up along the side of the window here, and then the tracks, they walk over on the patio, and then they come back, and then they walk up the stairs to my deck, and they're all over my deck. Somebody climbed up on the rail and then walked off across the yard and climbed over the fence and into the neighbor's yard. And I'm trying to figure out what kind of tracks they are. It's one of two things. It's either a possum or a raccoon. And the way I know that is, we've been seeing a possum in my backyard for the last couple days. He's a big one. So these could be possum tracks, but I kind of thought possums dragged their tail as they walked. Maybe not, because I don't see any tail drag marks in any of these tracks. That's what I'm looking for. So this could be a raccoon, but it could be a possum too, if possums don't drag their tails. Both raccoons and possums will climb up onto my deck rail. And so there's animal footprints in the snow on my deck rail. Oh, and who, guess who just came to see me? Well, hi, sleepy baby. Are you awake now? Nobody's not going to talk now. What you doing? Here's Pippa, my kitty. She was sleeping, and now she's jumping up onto the dryer. You want to look out the window with me? Yes, Pippa wants to look out the window, too. She's looking out the window now. Look at those tracks. Somebody came to visit us, Pippa. Who was it? Was it a possum or was it a raccoon? Yes, that's such a good kitty. That's a good baby sitting up here on the dryer. Such a good kitty. Such a good kitty. My talking has awakened her. She was just sleeping right over here on the futon until I barged in here and started doing my show, wondering about the tracks out in the yard. Oh, let's sit down. There we go. That's better. We're not going outside today. It's a little bit too cold. And it's snowy. Actually, it's not snowy so much as it just is kind of wet. It's still below freezing, but the sun is shining, and so things are kind of slushy and weird out there right now. So we're staying indoors today. Plus, we have to deal with my back. My back is better than it was yesterday, and I'm almost back to normal. I'm still just a little bit weird. So, I've got my back brace on. Just as a precautionary measure, I haven't taken any analgesics. So I'm not really in any pain. I'm just getting the occasional funny little twinge every once in a while. Hence the back brace. So I'm kind of sitting funny, sitting on my hip here, leaning back, and now I'm wondering if my Bundesliga is on. So let's try the Bundesliga channels. No, on one channel, we have NASCAR. There's no race today. Oh, this is not a race. This is final practice for the Xfinity Series cars at Atlanta or somewhere. Oh, wait, this is not a good position for me to sit in. Let me move a little bit. Here we go. Okay, so we checked the other sports channel for Bundesliga. Werden ist meine Bundesliga? Ah, Irrgateskinder. What do we got today? We've got Mainz versus Wolfsburg. Wolfsburg is winning. Wolfsburg has one goal. Mainz has zero. Oh, and they almost had another one. Or no, Mainz almost scored there. That was a good shot, but it was right to the goalkeeper. Oh, so, yeah, this is going to be going to halftime here in about 5 more minutes. Let's check the schedule. After this game, the Bundesliga weekly magazine show is on. And then we've got UFC, blah, blah, blah. And blah, blah, blah. Oh, we got motorcycle racing tonight. Oh, that's right. No, this is the rerun from last week. The new race isn't until tomorrow. Oh, but look what's on at 10 p.m. tonight. The Hunt for Red October. That's me. I'm Red October. Okay, any more Bundesliga? No, then we got snowboarding and stuff at night. Okay. So we're not getting very much football today. That's not so great. Shouldn't there be more football on? No. Oh, brother. So anywho, what are my other options for sports today? Oh, I can watch hockey, which I would, but I've actually seen this game. I have been watching a lot of hockey lately. What with the Olympics and everything, there's just been a lot of hockey on TV. And so I've been checking it out. I kind of get it. The more I watch it, the more I understand the tactics and the strategy. Some of it's still a little bit out of my reach. For example, one thing I do not understand is offsides. How is offsides determined in hockey? I will have to look that up. I understand offsides in American football, in association football, what I like to call football, or what you like to call soccer. Yes, the real name for soccer is association football. And I understand offsides in rugby, and probably other sports too, but not hockey. I haven't been able to figure it out yet. The thing about hockey is it moves faster than football. By just enough that I can't quite follow what's going on some of the time. Or I should say most of the time, to be perfectly honest. But I'm still fascinated by hockey. So much action. So much zipping around on skates. Na 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 na. It's fun. Oh, yaga. So there's a Whitney Houston movie on later on the Lifetime Network, of course. One of many, I'm sure. I am just scrolling through the TV schedule. Oh, She's All That is going to be on later with Rachel Lee Cook. I've been seeing her a lot on TV the last couple of days. It's kind of weird. I wonder if she's got a new movie coming out or something. Who knows? What else we got going on here? Oh, not a whole hell of a lot. Oh, but look what's on TCM right now. A Streetcar Named Desire. Stella! Get your Stellas out. Oh, yada. Actually, you know what's weird is this is not the best position for me to be sitting in. For my back. I was sitting in a chair in front of my computer, and that wasn't too bad. But geez, now sitting like this, it's kind of weird. Maybe I need to get back into the bathtub.
Yeah, I probably do. But I'm going to put that off until later so I can read my book. I'm still reading Freeware by Rudy Rucker. And it is entertaining the hell out of me. I do love Rudy Rucker. But we've covered that before. He's a good author, and you should read some of his books. Rudy Rucker writes both fiction and nonfiction, and they're both way out there. So if you see any of his books, you might want to pick them up. I highly recommend the fiction to just about anybody. And I recommend his nonfiction work for anybody who has a theoretical science kind of brain. It's good stuff. Oh, and look what's on the channel way up here in the high cable. A Farewell to Arms with Gary Cooper. Ugh. Hemingway. Ugh. I'd rather read Kafka. And boy, I tell you, reading Kafka drives me insane. But that's neither here nor there. What are we doing about tea today? Well, the truth of the matter is, right before the show, I had to make a new cup of tea, so I'm wondering if it's ready. Yeah, it's ready. It's been 10 minutes. So I take the lid off, remove the tea bag very carefully, make sure it doesn't drip as we place it into the tea bag holder. And now we can test this tea. It's going to be hot and it's very steamy. Lots of steam rolling up from the tea. Lots of steam fogging my glasses at this point. Oh, yeah, it's hot, but it's good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so, now all I got to do is suppress my craving for shortbread. Yes, I've been craving shortbread again recently. And I bought some shortbread cookies at the store the other day. When was that? Was that yesterday? Was that 2 days ago? I think it was 2 days ago. So I got me some shortbread. I do have a crazy thing about shortbread. I really shouldn't eat it. But if I, eat it in small quantities, I'm kind of okay. And I do love to eat shortbread when I drink tea. But I already ate some today. I woke up and I was craving shortbread. So I had some shortbread and I was pretty happy. Yum, yum, yum. And I remember as a child, I came across a recipe for shortbread. It's very simple. I can't remember exactly what it is, but it's something like 1 part sugar to 2 parts butter to 3 parts flour. I don't remember if that's quite, but the ratio is 1, 2, 3. I don't remember which ingredient is which, but I think that's what it is. And it's very simple. Sugar, butter, flour. And I'm wondering, should I be making my own shortbread? Would it be cheaper? Well, yeah, it'll be cheaper in the long run, but the initial cost will be expensive. I do have some butter, and of course I do have sugar for my tea. What I don't have is any flour. Still, a 10-pound bag of flour is probably cheaper than a box of the shortbread cookies that I bought. So, Maybe I should be baking my own shortbread. I already have most of the ingredients, and then I can add some of my own extra ingredients. I was reading a thing about shortbread and read that at some point in Scotland, people were adding ginger to the shortbread recipe. And I thought, okay, that would be good. I like ginger. And I even have some powdered ginger. I also have other kinds of spices, so maybe I could make a spicy shortbread cookie. And by spicy, I mean, you know, cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, maybe a little cardamom. Yeah. Maybe a little orange peel in there or something. Lemon zest. Yeah. So maybe I'll be making shortbread cookies. Maybe I should just become a baker. Maybe I should just start a business. Tobe's Shortbread. The best shortbread in the world that doesn't come from Scotland. I think the Scots invented shortbread. Which is why whenever you go anywhere to buy shortbread, you always see the wrappers in plaid or tartan. Tartan is the correct word for plaid. But in America, we say plaid. And I can think of a number of Scottish shortbread brands that use tartans in their advertising. Because how would you know something was Scottish if it didn't have a tartan pattern somewhere on the box? Am I right? I love Scottish stuff. I love kilts. I love dirks. I love curling. I think all the curling stones in the world are made in Scotland. I think they have a monopoly on curling stones and shortbread. I love shortbread. I love bagpipes. I love tartans. I don't love haggis. Ironically, I've never tried haggis, but, you know, being as I don't eat organ meat, I don't eat organs as a general principle. So I'm loath to actually eat a haggis. Ugh. And if you don't know what haggis is, good, congratulations. You probably want to stay that way. Because just knowing what haggis is can sometimes upset your stomach. If you are a delicate flower such as myself. But Scottish stuff is great. Listening to Scottish people talk is fun. Everybody loves Scottish people. They even had to have a Scottish person on Star Trek. Ooh, this tea is good. But it's hot, 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 hot. I gotta back off this tea. It's too hot. Stay over there, tea. Oh, so what am I gonna do today? I wonder if there's a sheet of ice on my driveway still. A couple of days ago, you'll remember, it snowed. And then the temperature got real close to freezing, and the sun shines directly on my driveway in the afternoons. And so the sun partially melted the snow, but it wasn't warm enough for the water to run off, and so it refroze, and now I just sort of have this sheet of ice on my driveway. And I'm wondering if I should go out there and sprinkle some salt on there. I got a bag of ice melter, and I'm happy about that because there was something divergent that I wanted to use ice melter for, but now I can't remember what it was. I remember last autumn, back in like August or so, or September, the end of summer, the beginning of autumn, I was thinking, oh yeah, I want to do this tricky thing, but I need to get some ice melter, so I have to wait until winter before I can get any ice melter. Now I have the ice melter, and I don't remember what I wanted it for. But it was something bizarre. Did I want it for its exothermic properties? Was that it? Was I going to make some kind of heat-generating a device? I don't remember. What was I going to do? I was going to... Oh, jeez. Now I feel stupid. And this has been bothering me for, what, 2 days? Yeah, ever since I got this bag of ice melter stuff, I've been trying to think of, what do I want to do with this? What did I need a whole bag of this for? What clever yet annoying use did I have for this stuff? No, I don't remember. Ow, that was my wrist. That's the annoying thing about being me, is I have these great ideas, but then I forget them. And sometimes I write these ideas down. Sometimes I do not. This has been a case of I did not write the idea down and I should have. Or did I read something and it made me think, oh, I could use ice melter to do that? I don't know. Maybe I should just be playing around with some of this ice melter, see what it'll do. In fact, maybe we should go grab it right now. Where, oh, where did the ice melter go? I think it's just sitting right out here in my garage. Why am I putting on my shoes? I think it's right here. Yes, yes it is. And here it is. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Got a big bag of this stuff. I'm going to put it right here. Now my cat has to see what's going on. Yes, Pippa, my cat, who is attracted by anything in a plastic bag and anything that rattles. This is doubly fun because it's a plastic bag and it rattles. And here's my kitty sniffing the bag. Okay, so this is called Roadrunner Ice Melt by Scottwood Industries, Inc. How to use storage. Be advised. Okay. Caution, wear rubber gloves. Okay, yeah. Oh, here's some warnings. Here's a warning. If not used as directed, seller makes no warranty expressed or implied concerning the use of this product. User assumes all risks of loss or damage arising from reuse, handling, or the effects thereof. Seller assumes no liability for how a customer may use the seller's products. Yes, this is a good sign. This is a good sign that this contains something that I want to play with. So down here on the ingredients we have, and you know what, Pippa, you probably shouldn't lick this bag or anything. Ingredients contains, now my cat's in the way, get your furry butt out of my face, yeah, there you go. Contains sodium chloride, calcium chloride, and magnesium chloride. All right, good to know. Sodium chloride is salt. Calcium chloride is also sort of salt. So we've got some salts that do strange things, don't we? Calcium chloride and magnesium chloride. What did I want calcium chloride for? I don't know. I can't remember, but we're gonna do something with it, and it will be fun. But I'm gonna put this back out in the garage so the cat doesn't try to eat it. Pippa will sometimes chew on plastic, especially plastic that's kind of hard, that crinkles, like a thin plastic film that is kind of rigid and so it's crinkly. Oh, she just loves that. She'll chew on that. Won't you? Yeah, you're a crazy kitty. I do not want my cat chewing on stuff. What did I want calcium chloride for? Or magnesium chloride? Did I want these? Was I going to make a battery? Did I want this as electrolytes? No? What? Something's telling me what? I don't know. Maybe I can make a battery out of it. What was I going to do with this stuff? I don't know. And now I'm looking for my glasses. Oh, I hung them on my shirt. No wonder I couldn't find them. All right, so here we go. So anywho, what's Pippa doing now? I hear funny noises. What are you doing? Okay, see you later. She was doing something shady, because as soon as I turned around and asked her what she was doing, she took off running. Yeah, that's my shady cat. Oh. All right, try to sit down here. Yo. Oh, boy. Now, I'm starting to think, was I reading a book and they said you could do something with calcium chloride? And I thought, where do I get calcium chloride? And it's in the ice melter, blah, blah, blah. What? This is starting to bother me. What did I want the calcium chloride for, or the magnesium chloride? Fun with chlorides. Maybe I'll just start flipping through chemistry books. What fun stuff can I do with calcium chloride? Something else is telling me that I wanted to make... This is the whole exothermia idea again. But you know, there's a product called Hot Hands. And these are little pouches full of stuff that once you open them up and crack them open, they generate heat. And so you can put these in your gloves or mittens or in your boots or something when you're outside. So there's the whole hand warmer thing. And I was kind of thinking, what are in those things? That's vermiculite and something else. Is it calcium chloride? It's one of these. I can't remember what it is. Oh, what was I going to do with this stuff? Now that I have it, I can't remember what I wanted it for. I don't know. It's going to bother me. It's going to bother me all day. Oh. Maybe I should just look on the internet. Maybe I should just type into a search engine, what fun things can I do with ice melter? There's always lots of bad ideas on the internet, along with instructions for horrible execution of these bad ideas. I tend not to trust anything that I read on the internet, especially when these pseudoscientific things have lots of misspellings and poor English. I'm sorry, if you cannot spell calcium chloride, I'm not going to trust you to teach me to do anything with it. You know what I'm saying? There's a safety aspect involved. And now my cat's freaking out. She's up on her lookout, looking out the window between the vertical blinds, and now she's pushing the blinds around. She's flicking her tail around, acting all kooky. Somebody's got her hackles up. Somebody's gonna... I hope I don't get attacked. Is my cat in attack mode? No, not yet. If she was in attack mode, she would start staring at me. And I know the attack mode look. You know, you get that cat, they got their head down and their ears pointed forward, and they've got their eyes as wide open as they possibly can be. That's the cat I'm about to attack you look. And fortunately, I'm not receiving that look from my cat at this time. So I'm safe. At least I'm safe for a while. Safe from cat attacks. Oh boy. But I don't know what she's doing. I am very suspicious of my cat right now. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And the Dubious Goals Committee is a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that. Maybe I will have figured out what to do with this ice melter. But right now, I'm gone. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー。 This is DJ Kumata. Welcome.